Hi, this is Martha Norwalk with Animal World's fall and winter tips for you and your animal friends. With the obvious change in our weather, getting colder and wetter, there are several things that pop into my mind that are important for you to think about related to your animal companions. The first is house training. There can be related problems at this time of year with both dogs and cats. Let's start with dogs. Many do not like to go outside in the rain or when it's cold. And do you really blame them? We don't like it much either. The biggest problem is usually the small breeds, younger pups and older dogs, particularly the spoiled and lazy models. But weather-sensitive dogs can be any breed, small or large, and they can even be created by their owners. Remember, dogs are monkey-see-monkey doers, and they tend to copy our behavior. So if you're raising and educating a puppy in the house training department, most of you probably don't mind going outside with the pup to supervise and praise the good behavior when the weather is nice. But when the weather's bad, most of you are either very unhappy during the outing, or you don't go out at all and make the dog go out all by himself. Herein lies the problem. Dogs pick up and sense even subtle feelings from their people, and they may begin to associate going out in the rain or cold with bad feelings and not want to do it. If you make them go alone, they may not go all the way out in the yard. They'll hold it to deposit indoors when they come back inside. So think about this. When the weather is good, you go out with the dog, feeling happy and saying something like, "Oh boy, outside, let's go outside," and then go potty. Good go potty, good go potty. This is great, and the dog or pup learns to like going outside. But if the weather's bad and you have an attitude change, get grumpy, and on the way outside grumble something like, "Oh, yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I don't want to go outside, I hate this, come on, bozo, outside, go potty." Even if you're only thinking this, pretty soon, when the weather is bad, your dog will be thinking, "Yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I hate this, I don't want to go outside." And you will have created the problem. Now, this is easy to avoid. Keep this in mind when raising puppies or working with sensitive dogs. You can convince most dogs of anything if you have the right sales pitch. So the yuckier the weather is, the jollier you must be. "Oh boy, bozo, it's raining. Oh boy, let's go outside. Oh boy, oh boy." And act like you're going to the party of the year. You can even add a tasty little food reward. It must be given on the spot outside. This can make it even more positive. With medium to large breeds, this is usually only necessary during the house training process. Once the dogs get it, it sticks. But with small breeds and sensitive models, you may need to do a refresher course of outside and jollies in bad weather and during the fall as the weather changes to avoid a relapse in house training manners. Elderly and or invalid dogs may require this on a consistent basis. With all dogs, I think it just makes sense to have a wonderful dry-off and warm-up ritual after outings in the rain. Give them something to look forward to. And for seriously rain-sensitive dogs, they make doggy raincoats. Some even come with built-in hoods or umbrellas. Make a canine fashion statement in your neighborhood. And remember to tell your dog friend how fabulous they look. Now, let's talk about cats. They can be weather-sensitive also. Indoor-only models, not a problem. But indoor-outdoor models can have a problem, especially if you're used to a cat that always goes to the bathroom outside. The time may come when the weather is just too bad for them to be willing to go outside. So just in case, maintain an indoor cat box for emergencies. Also, cats that go through cat doors to boxes in garages or basements may not want to use them if it's too cold. Lastly, keep in mind that if your cat friend is older or has developed physical problems, they may feel too vulnerable to go outside, and an indoor cat box may be necessary. Next on my list is a reminder. If you are going to winterize your own car, please remember that antifreeze is extremely toxic and deadly for our animal friends, and it is also extremely attractive to them because it tastes very sweet. So be very careful with it, or better yet, use the non-toxic safe antifreeze. Another general tip, as the weather gets colder, if your animals spend extended periods of time outdoors, make sure they have dry and reasonably warm shelter and fresh, clean water, especially when temperatures drop below freezing. And dogs need regular exercise, even when it's cold or wet. Heck, so do we. So keep it up. Another interesting fact about this time of year is that all bodies, animals as well as humans, need more balanced omega fatty acids during cold weather to maintain good skin and hair coats. The easiest way to be sure your animal friends are getting enough is to add the Missing Link supplement by Designing Health to their food. The need for increased omega 3 and 6 oils in their diet increases even more as we turn the heat on in our houses because this can dry out their hair and skin. So avoid winter skin and coat problems with the Missing Link. Now, the last thing on my list is one of the most important, fleas. Even if your animals have been flea-free this summer, it's still important to pay attention now. As the weather gets colder, so do the fleas. Once the outdoor temperature drops consistently below 50 degrees, they cannot survive, so they'll be looking for a ride indoors. You'll need to prepare so they don't infest your home. If you have a problem with fleas this year and you want to get rid of them, now is the time to get serious. In either case, what you need to do is pretty simple. The best way to prevent an infestation from getting started or to eliminate an ongoing one is a safe, natural product called Fleego. Fleego is a powder that you sprinkle into the carpets and animals' bedding. It dehydrates fleas and their larvae, and it really worked. It's what I use to nip fleas in the bud in my environment. You can pick it up at almost any pet store, and fleas or not, keep Fleego on hand just in case, like I do. Now, if you've got a current flea problem, once the Fleego is down, bathe and or spray your dogs and cats. You can get safe, natural sprays these days, then flea comb regularly until you're sure they are gone. And keep listening to Animal World, because next spring I'll tell you what to do so you don't have a flea problem next year. Well, that takes care of my list for now, but stay tuned because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our fallback edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the feed is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And hey, we have a full house today. We're having a great time. We've finished up our recalls, our happenings today, our news and good news, and we're going to get to the subject of the day here pretty quickly. Mike is here, Aji's here, Kathy's here, Janine Fiorito from Discreet Green.
Yes.
And the bedbug-sniffing dog extraordinaire, Miss Princess Leia, is sound asleep, curled up in her cushy little bed. She ain't working yet. And we're going to get to that. But it occurred to me, and we'll have to ask, I think Kathy was listening to my fall into winter tip, and I talked about the fleas and the Fleego, the dehydration stuff that you use to get rid of fleas. Kathy wants to know, do you know will that work for bed bugs, Janine? The Fleego products?
You know, I don't know. I have my Safe and Sane product that'll work great on bed bugs.
Yeah, well, so we'll talk to that. But anyway, that's Kathy's question.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. See, the Fleego you put on the floors and the crevices and in the bedding and stuff, but I don't know that that's where bed bugs nest and hide.
Well, they do. I mean, if it's possible, it'll work.
But, I mean, they can at least, you know, they're like in the bed frames. And I saw something on the internet the other day with bed bugs in door frames. And, you know, I mean, you can't put Fleego
anywhere
in those areas. So
oh, okay.
Fleego is a powder.
Oh, yeah.
See, so I don't think that it would work. Mm-hmm. Not, it might work in the areas, if you could put it in the areas where the bed bugs are, it would work.
Yeah,
but I don't,
probably.
It's just not appropriate for that.
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to mention, because I think I told you last week, I made my first Craigslist purchase. Yeah, I know. It just takes me a while. But I did this because for my little Robbie, Christopher Robin, who I'm picking up tomorrow. I wanted one of those, kind of newer exercise pens, the plastic ones that they make for kids or animals that you can put them up and kind of like a playpen for kids, only for puppies. And I'm borrowing one from Kim and Julie, but I wanted another one for outdoors. And so I found one on Craigslist, and with the help of my friend, coached me, and a really good price. And so last week, after the show, instead of driving home to Monroe, I drove up to Lake Stevens, and she came from Lake Marysville, and we rendezvoused at Target in Lake Stevens so I could get the gate, and I gave her the cash, and she gave me, it was still in the box, and into the car. And I just got to say, though, is this like normal? I mean, well, I'm outgoing and friendly, and I talk for a living. Hi, how are you? I'm Martha Norwalk. I reach out to shake. She wanted to shake my hand, and just like, it was like slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Give her the money, throw it in the car, and she's like gone. And I'm like, what happened to manners and common courtesy? And is this the way Craigslist purchases go? I mean, do people not trust people? I mean,
that's a good Craigslist.
Because we met in some place. We're in the parking lot of Target, for heaven's sakes. I'm not going to rob her or something. And, I've got Martha Norwalk's Animal World all over my mini and all of that. And she knows who I am from email. And I guess maybe I'm just too open because I told her who I was and all of that and email and all of that. Well, is this like normal?
Actually, I think it is. Because Craigslist transactions are generally cash,
right.
Cash and carry, no returns, yeah. No warranties.
Right.
You get what you pay for. And because it's cash, most people, they don't record the transactions. They don't pay tax on it. So depending on the merchandise or the products that are being sold, some of which are probably legal, some could be hot in terms that they could be stolen. It sort of runs the gambit. So generally, is you show up, you look, you exchange, and you go.
Well, obviously a mother. She'd used it for her kids. The box had been
maybe
opened
she stole it from her neighbor.
Well, I didn't have that feeling, or I would not have gone. But what happened with being nice?
Maybe she's a fence as a part-time job. Her garage is full of stolen items.
Oh crap! Like what?
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just remembering. I did do a Craigslist thing once, and I drove up to Kenmore, and I met a woman. I think it was at Taco Time or Seattle Super Supplements. It was very similar. She was plenty nice and respectful, but it was pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, Slade wasn't rude or anything, but it's
but it was like do this and do that.
I'm like, and I wanted to thank her for coming out of her way and meeting me and. And that, that's just, I'll strike up a friendship with anyone. I mean, yes.
It's the internet way.
Yeah. Janine.
You're lucky she showed up.
That's true.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Really?
Craigslist.
Yeah.
Really? People make deals and don't show
pretty
up?
Pretty squirrely.
I had a girlfriend drive from Bremerton to Everett to buy a car for her daughter. Called the guy, I'm on my way. We're going to buy it. We have cash. Got there. There was another couple there buying the car, signing the papers as we arrived.
Wow.
It's the internet way.
Yeah.
First come, first serve.
First serve. Oh, man.
And there's no guarantees.
But you do have the occasional person that's very, very nice.
So there are some nice people still out there.
Absolutely.
I mean, she looked like she was a really nice woman, but it's like,
I'm sure she is. It's just not the way things are done.
Well, I don't like the way things are being done. If that's
is your microphone coming loose?
Probably.
Yeah, we'll fix it during the next break.
I
just saw it jiggling there, and it made me nervous. We don't want another incident.
Well, you know what happened.
I do. That's what I'm referring to.
Well, but it was hanging up.
Right.
They're set up a different way now.
Yeah.
So I'm.
You can turn it around, but I just have it set up that way because
I've gotten used to it this way. Yeah. I couldn't handle it to begin with, being the creature of habit, the animal that I am. But I'm now used to this. And at least with it hanging the other way, when I went to tighten it one day, it totally fell off. And and I just totally screwed up the whole show.
It happens.
That's like happens all the time anyway. So, okay. Well, anyway.
It's called being spontaneous.
If you're doing a Craigslist transaction, be nice. Be courteous. You know, let's be nice to each other. Kumbaya and all that good stuff, you know?
Sounds good in theory.
You don't have to hug
buyer,
me.
Buyer, beware.
You know?
Look, seller,
look
watch
at
your backside.
And acknowledge, let me thank you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there have been Craigslist, I don't want to beat this to death, but there have been Craigslist horror stories that include, among other things, death and murder.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's why you don't have people come to your home.
Absolutely.
And I understand all of that. Yeah. But when you get there and you realize that you're actually like nice, real people, Anyway, okay. Let's talk about another pleasant subject.
Okay.
Bed bugs. Okay, you know that I told you and reminded you that, what, a couple years ago or so, that bed bugs were in the news all the time. We were doing, and this even, now, okay, and it goes back even farther than that, because I remember Sandy was being still my call screener. And I remember Sandy and I talking a lot about bed bugs and them being in, you know, hotels and motels and you having to be careful about and all of that. And so there were a lot of bed bugs in the news stories. And then all of a sudden, just nothing about bed bugs anymore. And then my most recent experience, of course, was Janine's dad calling me saying, yikes, my daughter wants to get a bed bug dog. You know, I don't know about this. And actually, when I heard the whole story, I mean, thank me, I actually advised against it. But Janine powered on through and got Princess Leia and now has her own company, Discreet Green. And not only does she have her little Mighty Mite here, it's like she's this little beagle. She's so cute.
She's
little Princess
so
Leia. She's just
heart.
A sweetheart. But a working fool who loves to hunt and search for bed bugs. And I think it's so funny, Janine, because you see, when you got her, one of the first things you did was do a session with Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive.
Yep.
Because you wanted to know if she liked hunting bed bugs, right?
Absolutely. I did not want to have a dog that was going to be unhappy doing something she's supposed to do.
And what did Kim say?
She said that she was very happy doing it. And I asked her, is she okay to give her treats, because when we picked her up, the kennel's like, you know, don't give her any extra treats. She should be in the kennel all the time. And I thought, well, that's no way to live. And so she jumped up in Kim's lap and whispered something in her ear, and she goes, tell her I'm smarter than that.
And that's what I really respect and love about Janine and Discreet Green in the business, because these, you know, dogs that are taught to sniff things out or taught, you know, do something to work, like working dogs, are not always, but often are confined to kennels. Now, do you remember? I remember growing up as a kid and the neighbor having Labradors, black labs for hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke my heart because those Labradors were in an outdoor kennel run 24/7. Yeah. They had a house dog. Okay, but these were not house dogs. These were working dogs, and the kids, we didn't get to play with them. We weren't allowed to interact with them. 24/7, these dogs were going nuts in the kennel. The only time they came out was to go hunting with the father. Oh, crap. Oh, I just, anyway, and the theory being that if you give them love and other things, then they won't want to work anymore. Well, I think that's a bunch of crapalolo myself, and Janine is proving it with Leia. And provided, you know, that's where great animal communicators like Kim come in, and you can ask them how they feel about it. And of course, if you've picked a dog that doesn't want to do this kind of work, well, then you could be in trouble. But under most cases, it works. So we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. Please pay attention, support them, thank them. They keep us on the air, and we only advertise the good stuff. And then we'll come back, and we're going to talk more about how did Janine find Princess Leia, and the training, and then what do they do, and what's this business all about? And we're going to learn more about bed bugs than we ever thought was possible, but it's really important, and wait till you hear what she did yesterday. Creepy, creepy, creepy. All right, Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville, and they carry all the things we advertise here on Animal World. So you can call them at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call into Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
In Clover is introducing a new canine skin and coat supplement called Glow. Glow is a revolutionary new soft chew clover-shaped supplement that gets into the root issues of optimal skin and coat health. Glow combines a complete blend of clinically tested DHA Gold Omega-3, biotin and zinc, along with a bioavailable and tasty nutrition from the whole fresh eggs to allow Glow to work from the inside out to nourish and soothe our dog's skin. Get Glow for your dog's comfortable skin and shiny coat. Go to inclover.com for more information and where to buy. Worried about bed bugs? Discreet Green is committed to bringing you products that are completely all-natural, non-toxic products that are safe for the environment, offering affordable heat treatments, mattress encasements, bed bug monitors, and safe and sane bed bug sprays and foggers. Bed bugs don't stand a chance. You can also have their highly trained bed bug detection dog, Princess Leia, the bed bug Slaya, sniff them out. They want to serve you in an eco-friendly way. Call them at 206-95-GREEN or online at spraybedbugs.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And I would say, oh, boy, we're almost out of here, but our clocks haven't been turned back yet. So thank goodness we're in the middle of the second hour, and we've got lots of time to go. Janine Fiorito is here with her from Discreet Green and with her bed bug sniffing dog, Princess Leia. Who's not sniffing anything but the carpet right now because she'd be snoozing in her bed. At any rate, Janine, you must have been at some point looking for a business of your own. And what got you interested in bed bug sniffing dogs and so forth?
Well, I was actually a professional golfer for many years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had a neck injury and had to kind of start looking for other income. And my dad.
So how good a golfer were you?
I was pretty good.
What was your handicap?
Oh, zero.
Oh, you were really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, never mind.
That's very good.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Even, you even got Mike's attention.
That's scratch golf. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's scratch golf. That's like as good as you can get.
Well, what it means is you got to give out a lot of strokes.
Yeah.
Well, when you're playing the general public anyhow.
Yes. Yes. Unfortunately for me.
Like my dad was, you know, he belonged to a country club and that. And for a regular guy, he was really, really good. But his, I think his best handicap was like 8 or.
And that's still not, good. That's not bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like 8 or 9 was probably, I think, the best he ever was that I remember. But he was just a for fun golfer, but a scratch golfer.
A stat that I heard once that kind of blew even me away was that less than 1% of the golfing population of the world is a single-digit handicap.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So my dad was good.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Golf's hard. and then you hit the wall.
Well, yeah. You know, I even know that. I mean, you have just... we've raised the bar in the studio here. We have a scratch golfer among us. Huh?
I have to be careful what I say now.
Yeah. It's kind of like, oh, let's go kiss her feet, you know? Wow. Well, who knew?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a neck injury?
Yeah, I had a neck injury. And
that really affects you being able to swing, I suppose? Or,
oh, yeah,
or
big
what?
Time. Yeah? Yeah, it actually put me into early retirement. So.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about that, but we need somebody to hunt bed bugs, so I guess it's a good thing, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Scratch golfer, can you?
Do you play
it?
Anymore, or is it just?
Well, you know,
you're beyond that.
No. I would, but I actually had a client that I was helping load some furniture into my heat chamber that dropped a couch when we were both. I was in the back, and of course, yanked my back out big time. So,
So right now
I'm not, but it's perfect
but
time of year
do,
not to play. So.
Well, don't we have a golf tournament that's trying to happen sometime?
Oh, that would be...
That has passed.
It's an annual thing, but they actually had to cancel it this year, but that's for All Breed Equine Rescue, and they do a golf tournament at Glen Eagle up in Arlington. But maybe next year, since they didn't get... Maybe if they knew there was a scratch golfer... Actually,
it's called a ringer.
A ringer, yeah. Maybe we'll hook up Janine and Princess Leia with All Breed Equine Rescue for their golf tournament.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, small world, huh? Mm.
And they had a trip to Maui and a car.
Yeah. Ooh.
But it seems to me a scratch golf. I mean, because my dad and my mom, they lived and breathed golf. I protested. I was actually pretty good in junior high, but you know, because it was something my parents wanted me to do, I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
It can be addictive. Speaking as a former addict.
Well, see what I
who
like
doesn't
to do,
play anymore.
I like to go with them to the country club and go down in the gully and find the balls and talk to the animals while I was down there.
Mm.
You know, my mom would carry dog food in her golf bag so she could feed the coyotes, which she wasn't supposed to do.
Oh.
You know, and she had friends whenever she came down the holes where the coyote they'd come out because they expected her.
Oh, wow.
So you know that's kind of golf
that's
is in
cool
my
story.
Blood, but. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
All right, so you had a forced retirement. You were looking for another source of income.
Yeah, trying to figure out which direction to go, and my dad actually kind of got me hooked up with a guy who developed the Safe and Sane bed bug spray that we use. It's a cedar-based product that's all natural and non-toxic. And from there, just to grow the business, I was just kind of branching out to see what other ways we could go, you know, and... which naturally led me to a bed bug sniffing dog.
And apparently you didn't have a dog at that time? Or?
I didn't. I was on the road all the time. I mean, I traveled internationally and all over the United States.
Well, that would be with a golf thing.
Yeah. So I did have a prairie dog, though, that traveled with me everywhere.
Really?
Yep.
How cool.
A prairie dog.
A world famous prairie dog.
They are so cute, but I've never met one in person.
Oh, they're the best.
You don't have a prairie dog anymore, though?
No, I lost him. About 5 years ago or so.
Lost him because he escaped or lost him because he passed away?
Yeah, he passed.
Oh, okay. Well, bless his heart.
Yeah. He was a good little guy.
Huh. What's their lifespan, do you know?
You know, he actually lived almost 15 years, which it's usually 8 to 11. Yeah.
Wow.
He had a good little life.
What is it so like cute. To live with a prairie dog?
Interesting. Very interesting.
Are they like living with a ferret or do you know? Or
You know, I don't know too much about ferrets, but he had his own little personality and, you know, always running around and wanting, you know, we'd drive all over the United States and He'd sit on a pillow right up there and prop himself up right on the steering wheel. I have a picture of him doing 80 driving behind the wheel.
That's too funny. Huh.
Yeah.
Scratch golfer that traveled with a prairie dog, you know? Aren't you glad you're here for Animal World today? Never
really?
Knew you were, this is where we were going. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. So along
I
came
have,
the bed bugs, yep. And you started with the spray and so forth, but then mm-hmm. decided to expand the business and get a sniffing dog, huh?
Yeah.
Well, because I guess, you know, otherwise, because a bed bug is a problem that people get them in their homes.
Yeah, or they're just getting bit and they don't know why. You know, 40% of adults don't react to the bites.
Oh.
So... as I found out last night,
40% of human adults
yep.
don't react to bed bug bites.
Yep.
Oh.
And it generally is the men, and the women call me saying I'm getting eaten alive and my husband isn't and he thinks I'm crazy.
Huh. You'll see, so, I'm starting to itch already just
I know.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I guess the reason for having a bed bug sniffing dog is because you have to know where they are to be able to eliminate them. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're about 95% accurate. Where humans are 30% accurate.
A human searching for bed bugs in an environment has a 30% accuracy,
right.
But a dog has
about 95. You
well,
know,
that's much better.
I mean, she could be a little bit higher. You know, I mean, she's like anybody; she can have an off day. So, but. They can clear a room in 10 minutes where it would take a human at least all day.
To check to
yeah.
see where
and,
there are bed bugs.
Yeah.
Okay, so is what it seems to me from talking to you, talk to us a little bit about how, when I first heard I'm going to get bed bug sniffing dogs, I was thinking, well, is there really a call? Do we really need bed bug sniffing dogs? Is it really a problem? Is it really a problem?
It's definitely a problem. It's amazing that you don't hear more about it, but being
yeah.
in mm-hmm. the industry, it's really amazing what the problem is.
Because are you like really busy?
Really busy. Really, really busy. You know, and it's funny. It's not like roaches where if you don't keep a clean house, you know, you're going to have bed bugs. A lot of time it's people who are more affluent and have a better income because they're traveling more abroad, they're uh-huh. staying in more hotels,
uh-huh.
you know, and this is how they get spread.
And that's the most common way of picking mm-hmm. up bed bugs. It's like you go stay someplace where there's bed bugs and then they like ride on you home or get in your stuff and come home. Is that the
absolutely.
How it
and the number one way that they spread is the luggage racks. Bed bugs cannot crawl up or down a slick surface. They need something to grab onto to move. So what happens is all the luggage racks are either made out of, you know, a lacquered covered wood uh-huh. or metal. Uh-huh. And they got the nice fabric straps that they just hang out and wait for the next guy to put their suitcase down and then go ahead and go home with you.
So if we go somewhere and take the spray and spray the luggage straps and wait
you can absolutely do that. But also what I tell people is when I first check into a hotel, the first place that all my luggage goes and people think I'm crazy is the bathtub. That is the safest place.
Oh, that's slippery.
Yep. And then I proceed to go in and tear back all the sheets and pull the, you know, mattress off of the box springs.
So that's what we most need to know is if you don't have bed bugs now, the likely way that you would get them is from staying in a bed bug infested yeah. hotel or motel room.
I mean, it doesn't even have to be infested. One egg can start.
Oh,
yeah.
One egg. So, okay. So the safest place is if you're coming in, don't even put your luggage down on the carpet or floor. Put it in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And then you check for bed bugs.
Yeah. Yep.
And let's just now, just to give you an idea, folks, about, you know, remember I told you that I've been grossed out since last evening because when I talked to Janine, well, you know, we were telephone tagging back and forth, and she told me what she was up to. You had someone tell us the story of what happened yesterday.
Well, I had some clients that had been emailing me for a couple of weeks that were traveling in Asia somewhere, and that they had encountered bed bugs.
Ah.
And he woke up one night and felt something crawling on his arm, smashed it. It sprayed blood, and it was a bed bug. And when they started to kind of proceed to look throughout the mattress, they found a couple more, got up and left. So he called me and he's like, you know, can your dog come sniff out our stuff? I'm like, well, absolutely.
Oh, because do they live around here?
Yes, they live. They live in the Seattle area.
So they were coming back.
They were coming home.
And they wanted to make sure they didn't take bed bugs home to their house.
Absolutely.
That sounds like a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. Because we're talking a treatment that might cost you $400 as opposed to a treatment that would cost you thousands of dollars.
To get rid of them in
right,
your home.
Right,
okay.
Right.
So go ahead with your story.
So emailing back and forth, they live in a studio apartment with furniture. My heat chamber that I have is 8 foot by 8 foot by 7 foot. So figuring it out, we figure that it probably won't fit into their place.
Okay, that's that's a way to kill bed bugs is by overheating them?
Yes, absolutely.
So you mean a heat chamber. What's a heat chamber?
Well, it's a collapsible heat chamber. I actually carry it in a couple different travel golf bags that I had left over. And then that way, too, people don't know why I'm going into somebody's house.
That's where the discreet green comes from. You
absolutely.
Don't want everybody in your neighborhood to know you got bed bugs.
Right.
So a heat chamber, does that mean, so this is like a collapsible, chamber, it's like a big tent you set up.
That's what it
and
is.
And then you put stuff in there and like heat it up?
Yep, that's what we do.
Okay.
I actually have, you know, a bunch of the storage racks that I set up in there, and you can either put stuff on there, or I have, you know, hangers, you can hang clothes, all kinds of stuff. So it's
okay,
safe
so
for
you
computers.
Were saying you didn't think, because of their small little studio apartment, you didn't think that the heat chamber would fit inside of it.
Right, so what we decided to do... He said, there's a hotel nearby our place. Go ahead and give them a call. Book the room. We'll pay for it. And I'm like, sure, no problem.
Oh, I see. So you were going to meet them at a hotel room that would be big enough to set up the heat chamber. And then we'd put all of their suitcases and stuff in there. And what do we have to cook them too? Or do they all strip down naked, put all their clothes in there?
What I usually tell them to do is try to, before they get on the plane, is to make sure they put their luggage in, you know, big plastic bags, seal them up that way. So
because otherwise they'd get on the plane.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Oh.
Right. And then go ahead and put their stuff through a dryer, put their other clothes into the bags
as
well.
Oh, heat it up in a dryer.
Yeah.
And that would
a normal dryer cycle will kill all stages.
Oh, okay.
Oh, a normal dryer cycle will.
Just regular dryer cycle.
I have a question.
Sure.
Given the magnitude of the situation, what is the lodging and or travel industry doing about it?
Yeah.
Good question. Okay, well, let's hold on to that one.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how pertinent that question is. Because I know we've got to take care of advertisers and sponsors, but stay right where you are because you finish this story right now because I guarantee you are not going anywhere after you hear the end of this story. So the plan is they're flying back in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hotel very close to where they live in Seattle. Seattle, S-E-A-T-T-L-E, folks.
Like local.
Local. And you're going to book a room,
mm-hmm.
to set up the heat tent, and we're going to cook their stuff before they go home.
Yep.
So then what?
So I go ahead, book the room. Bring the dog in to check to make sure there's no bed bugs
because
don't want to take somebody's stuff that's trying to get rid of bed bugs to bring them into a bed bug situation that's going to jeopardize me and them.
So what happens when you take Princess Leia into this hotel room in Seattle yesterday?
She had a great time finding lots of bed bugs in lots of different rooms. So we hit three different rooms,
rooms in this hotel.
All different sides, not adjoining rooms. All of them, one's on one side, one's on the other.
Wow.
And so finally I just said,
Seattle yesterday.
Done. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I couldn't believe it either. My dad was actually with me to help me kind of set the tent up and get everything ready for when they got off the plane. And he's like, we're not going to find a room that doesn't have anything. And I said, well, you know, I don't like to do this, but let's just take it to my house, get it set up, and just have them meet me there.
So the end of the story, she ended up having these people come from the airport to her home so that they could cook their stuff in the heat tent. But, all right, you just sit with that. Every room she checked in a hotel in Seattle yesterday had bed bugs. And that wasn't just the dog sniffing and saying they're there.
Oh, I
you
can see.
Saw the bugs. Yeah. They were there.
Yeah, I can see them.
When you can see them, it's pretty
We'll come back
severe,
to Mike.
Right?
Mike will ask his question again. When we return, stay, now I know it might be hard, but concentrate. This is an important part of the show. Support them, thank them, and stay with us. We'll find out more about bed bugs straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
I'm Gary Manns.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We're a nice, normal couple doing paranormal talk radio.
If you're interested in ghosts, UFOs, Bigfoot, astrology, angels, or the afterlife.
In other words, if you're like us, wired for weird.
Tune in to the experts who join the A-Team of Alternative Talk every week.
That's Manns and Mitchell, Friday mornings at 10 and Saturdays at 11 on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, flower essences, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
It's not often you find a mortgage lender who shares your passion for animals and public service. Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated, believes in animal rescue and has given back to the community in many ways. A charter member of the Rotary Club of Duval, past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, and organizer of the Duval Dirty Paws Dog Walk, Peggy shares your values and love of animals. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL number 803075.
What does a dog have to do? I've been telepathically telling my owner that one of Robin Alexis's very special gifts is she's an animal communicator, but my owner just won't hear me. I hope Robin hears my thoughts. She will tell people about it. I know that Robin will tell owners that she can talk to animals, whether they're deceased or alive. Robin is an animal communicator. She can talk to horses and dogs and cats, birds, snakes, you name it. She would love to help us out. I hope my owner makes an appointment for an animal communication session with Robin Alexis. How about Robin Alexis's half-hour special for $125? My owner, you gotta hear this. I could talk to you if you just book an appointment with Robin Alexis. Call 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. Or go right on Robin's website, robinalexis.com, and schedule your appointment. Owner, I want to talk to you. Book an appointment with Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Might be the best Sunday morning you've ever spent when we finish our education about bed bugs. If you can avoid this problem, boy, that's a gift. Anyway, we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Janine Fiorito is here, scratch golfer, an owner of Discreet Green, and no longer the total star of today's show would be our bed bug sniffing dog, Princess Leia, is here. But, you know, Janine is kind of like, at least as far as Mike and I are concerned, we're like, wow, I don't know that I've ever sat in the presence of a scratch golfer. I don't think I ever have.
I gave Arnold Palmer a ride on a golf cart once.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
We used to have a senior tour event here in Seattle, and I always used to volunteer, so I got to meet a lot of the people.
Yeah, that's good.
Arnie was cool. He was a cool guy. He would wait and sign everybody's autograph.
Oh, wow. I remember, watching, because that's, my dad watched golf tournaments day in, day out when they but I remember Arnold Palmer was one of my favorites. Well, I liked him, but our favorite was Slammin' Sammy Snead. I remember as a kid, my dad, you like who your parents like, but anyway, I remember he was really cool.
Yeah.
And good.
You remember him?
Great.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Back in the days of wood shafts.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I just remember Slammin' Sammy.
No. I had a set of wood.
I did too.
And it was like once you went up to metal and to titanium, it's just a different.
It's like hitting it with a marshmallow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the size of the heads these days are comical. They're so big.
Yeah.
All right. If you just joined us, we're on scratch golfers because Janine was a scratch professional golfer before an injury forced her into early retirement, and then she became a bed bug dog sniffing owner and professional dealing with this problem. All right, so we left you with yesterday. Janine had clients that had been traveling outside of the country, picked up bed bugs, called her, said they were coming back. They wanted to make sure they didn't take them back to their apartment or, a living place in Seattle. So they booked at what we found out off the air. We're not sharing the name of the hotel. Janine's not even telling us, so we don't slip up. So we don't know the name, so I can't tell you. But it was a middle-of-the-road hotel.
Yep.
In Seattle, close to where these people live. Janine booked the rooms because they were going to set up the heat tent, which you bake all your stuff, and heat kills all stages of bed bugs. So they were going to set it up in a hotel room, do the cooking of all their stuff, and then they could go home bed bug free. Well, Janine and her dad and Princess Leia went to this hotel, and you checked out three different rooms.
Right.
And all three rooms had bed bugs.
Right.
So the end of the story was Janine just went home and set up the heat tent at her place and had her clients come. She doesn't usually do that,
right.
But she just had them come and you cooked their stuff and they went home bed bug free.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so Mike, ask your question again now.
I was curious, just given the magnitude of this issue, is what is the lodging industry and the airline or travel industry doing to prevent the outbreak, if anything?
Yeah, if anything. as they're becoming more aware of how prevalent they are becoming more responsible, but it is expensive to deal with bed bugs. And even to, do a preventative maintenance plan is expensive. And a lot of, just because of the economy, a lot of hotels do not want to make the investment, which is very sad.
Very.
Yeah.
So much for customer service.
Right, right.
God, I'm having a flash. Woo, hot flash. It's not menopause. Yeah. But, you know, my brother, I have a brother, Tom Norwalk. Did you know I have a brother?
I did.
And he's the head honcho of the Seattle Convention and Center Trade Visitors Bureau. Visitors Bureau. Mm-hmm. So, you know, tourism for Seattle. Mm-hmm. He's right. In charge of all of that. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, well, maybe on the next break, I'll call him up and see if he's not in church.
Yeah.
Maybe we put him on the spot, get him on the phone here and see.
You'd do that to your brother. Of course.
That's what I see. Well, I must, because I opened my big mouth. I mean, I wouldn't want to put him on the spot, but it seems like since I'm connected to someone who's in charge of tourism for Seattle, maybe he has something to say. And maybe we need to be cracking that whip and saying, hey.
Yeah.
Curious minds want to know.
Middle of the road hotel in Seattle yesterday, Tom.
I mean, there's a lot.
What are you guys doing about
it? I mean,
this?
I have to be fair. There are a lot of hotels and motels that are doing the right thing and, you know, do have us on, you know, a quarterly inspection. But there's a lot that are still in denial that, you know, we don't have.
And it seems like we're talking an epidemic. Proportions here, right?
Oh, absolutely. I heard something a couple months ago saying, like on the History Channel, saying that in the next 5 years, every person on the planet will have experienced bed bugs through somebody they know. I mean,
wow.
That's insane.
Wow.
Hey, thank goodness. Hey, everybody, Mike, Aji, Kathy, and everybody, we can all say, phew. We got our exposure out of the way here on Animal World today.
Well, okay? I hope so.
I'm going to go home.
I'm going to go home and check because I like to think I don't have bed bugs. And the good news is I have not traveled, nor have I stayed in a hotel this year, as a matter of fact. So, but I'd still like to know.
So, with that being so prevalent, I was thinking. My first thought was if I had a hotel or a motel. Or something along those lines, I would have you on retainer to come on a regular basis to check.
Right.
I mean, that seems to be the preventative, come in and check and make sure,
the
nip
proactive.
It in the bud. Doesn't that just make logical sense?
It seems like you could have a schedule where you just cook the room, right?
Well,
yeah.
Or could
well,
you just,
there's
now,
that,
what about
too.
That? Could you close up a room and turn the heat up really hot and just...
Yeah, no, that it won't get hot enough. Oh. You know, it... I mean,
but if you brought in your deal and on a schedule, a rotating schedule to where you got to, you know, one floor or one wing on a
well,
a
see what I do.
Basis.
What some hotels have done is they purchase my cedar spray, the Safe and Sane, and they buy an industrial fogger. And some of them just treat the room, takes, you know, 5 minutes every time somebody checks out. And then they don't have to worry about it.
Every time. Boy, that
but see,
would be
on the
good
other hand, you know, doing it. All of that, you know, treating and everything, wouldn't it make more sense to have little Princess Leia come in and sniff for bed bugs? Is that way, if they're not there, you don't have to use the
right,
the
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
And she's more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think at. That if you had clean rooms, that would give you a competitive advantage. As a traveler,
yes.
I'd like to know.
Right.
Well, you see, yeah, that's the other thing I would be doing if I had a hotel or a motel. I'd have Janine and Princess on retainer, and then I'd be advertising bed bug
yes.
free.
Right.
Guaranteed.
So that's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we left ourselves when we were checking into a motel. We came in and we put our luggage in the bathtub because bed bugs can't do slippery surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
So we know our luggage is safe then. How do you, because we don't have Princess Leia,
right.
How do you check a room yourself for bed bugs?
Well, with the Safe and Sane bed bug and insect spray, you can always spray the outside of your luggage to keep... Bugs from wanting to come, you know, like she was saying, you know, go ahead and spray the luggage rack
spray
so that you know.
Rack, okay.
Yeah, after that it's, and you know, you want to get underneath the straps for sure. And then I go ahead and tear the bed apart. I mean, literally tear the bed apart. I take the headboard usually is just sitting on a 2x4. So you can just lift it straight up and it'll pop off. Look all behind the headboard because they like an easy meal. They're incredibly lazy. So they're going to be right around the bed area. If there's any pictures that can come off the wall that are above the bed, that's always a good place that they can hide as well. And then I just tear all the sheets off, look on all the rolls in the mattress, you know, kind of tear it back, put it forward. The little plastic corner things that they have on the box spring.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a great place they love to hide.
What about liners, mattress liners? They seem like they would be a place where they would hang out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
well, so
anywhere
if
around
the mattress,
bed.
Can they go through the sheets or do they have to crawl around?
Well, they can actually bite through the sheets. That's why I have these mattress encasements. Yeah, these mattress encasements here, they can't bite through them.
We are going to take a timeout to do current events right now, so before we forget.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm going to give you phone numbers because for the rest of the show, we're opening the phone lines. So if you have questions about bed bugs, I want to make sure that we cover all the bases for everybody.
Okay.
So write the numbers down, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you've got questions about bed bugs, let us know. In the meantime, and when we turn the hour around, it's going to be real quick. So if you want to call and get in line, that would be fine. And let's right now knock off current events. The hottest things on current events are new and happening today. And remember, you can adopt a kitty, an adult cat, 6 months or older for free at the Seattle Animal Shelter today from noon to 6 p.m. So you can listen to Animal World while you drive into the shelter, and they open at noon. If you are a resident of Seattle, they will charge you $27 for a license, but you'd have to do that anyway. If you're not a resident of Seattle, then you don't have to buy a license. But today, Seattle Animal Shelter down in Elliott in Seattle, noon to 6 p.m., all cats over 6 months old are free. And then if you would like to support Jasper Dog Park in Kirkland, it's their first off-leash dog park. There is a fundraiser for the Kirkland Off-Leash Dog Group at Northwest Cellars, our own Animal World winery now. And I was there this week. It's very cool. And you can bring your well-behaved dogs on leash to the wine tasting even. $10 to get in. It's from 1 to 5 p.m. today. The full $10 admission goes to the Kirkland Off-Leash Dog Group, and a percentage of the wine that you buy would, if you buy any, would go. But I'll tell you what, they've got awards all over their walls for all of their wine. And Northwest Cellars is in Kirkland. The address is 11909 124th Northeast in Kirkland. And the phone number, if you need to call them, is 425-825-9463. 425-825-9463. And 40% of the sales of the K-Dog labeled wines, because they, you know, have a Kirkland off-leash dog label wine now. And we found out last week how cool it is to have a private label wine. And what a great Christmas gifts. Alrighty then. So that's it for current events. Letting you know next week, second Sunday of the month, but Robin is working on herself. She won't be here. And that gives us a chance to feature one of our new members of the Animal World family, canine and feline caviar. Bob Vella is joining us. And for any of you who might think his name sounds familiar, he hosted the largest syndicated animal talk show in this country for years and years. He's very, very knowledgeable. He's going to be here talking to us about canine caviar, feline caviar, and we're just doing general diet nutrition as well. So I think if you have to feed processed foods, this is the best. It's the best formula and quality of ingredients I've ever seen. And as Janine pointed out, it's made in the States, not in China. So anyway, stay with us. We're going to turn this hour around. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.